Well, the technology company Apple's stock price reached a record high overnight, making it the world's most valuable company. In Wall Street trade, shares rose more than 2.5%, and the company now has a market value of close to $600 billion. Analysts say Steve Jobs was key to the company's success. Mark Pesci is an honorary associate at the Digital Cultures Program at the University of Sydney. He told our finance reporter David Taylor that Steve Jobs had the magic touch.
Well, Apple is continuing to please its investors by continuing to put out products that the market is taking up. I mean, everyone expects that the iPhone 5 will be introduced on the 12th of September and that it will be a huge, huge seller and will really sort of continue to define the smartphone market. And if you think about it now, Facebook is really thought of as the public face of social networking, and Apple is thought of as the public face of the smartphone. And there's sort of more interest right now, even though we all use social networking, there's more interest right now in the smartphone and where the smartphone is going. It's also seen as being a growing market because there's less than 1 billion smartphones out there and there are 5 billion people walking around with mobile. Social networking, and particularly Facebook's growth, looks like it maybe it's starting to peak at around 1 billion users.
Now, any entrepreneur needs to develop a product that people either want or need. Now, how do you explain the rise and rise of Apple when it's the consumers of Apple products weren't using Apple's products 30 years ago and didn't need them, but now everybody seems to have one? How have they been able to sell that?
Well, I would take issue with this idea that they don't need it. I think everyone, in fact, does need a smartphone because a smartphone is becoming the way that we communicate in a very well-connected world. All of the businesses that we're interacting with will be offering smartphone-accessible services. All of the governments will be doing that. All of the schools will be doing that.
But that's only because everybody else is doing it, though.
No, it's not because everyone else is doing it. It's doing it because we're moving into a network civilization, period. It's got nothing to do with whether the smartphones are there. The smartphones are the visible aspect of a network civilization, but they aren't the only reason. The entire civilization is heading in that direction.
Yes, but in terms of the way that the world has developed, it's been a snowball effect. You can't say that the way we operate now is so much better than the way we operated 30 years ago.
I absolutely would insist on that. I can draw on the intelligence and capability of 5 billion people through my smartphone right now, and I could not do that 30 years ago. Someone who is 7 years old can now go to Wikipedia and learn almost any fact about almost anything, and they can do that instantly and freely, and they could not do that 30 years ago. If you don't tell me that better, you have not been looking.
But in terms of the way that consumers do access other parts of Apple's products, for instance, using a running gadget that you can work out how many calories you've burnt and the time that you've done it, A lot of those sorts of gadgets, if you like, on iPhones, would you argue that they're necessary now?
Well, what's interesting, I have a friend who actually uses the camera on his iPhone because if you shine the LED from the camera into your finger, it will be able to tell you what your heart rate is. And his doctor has asked him to keep a track of his pulse rate every day for his health. And so we're starting to see how the smartphone is now becoming a generalized access device for a whole cloud of other devices that are around it that helps you to maintain your health.
And Mark, looking at, I guess, the future of Apple, how much further can it go in terms of market value?
A lot of this is going to hang on what they do around the television. We're hearing a lot of rumors right now about how essentially Apple is going to lead the push into IPTV, that is television signals being carried over the internet. Right now, of course, the cable carriers just use analog signals on their cable wires. And the Apple is sort of positioning itself as the gateway that will be able to bring that service over the internet into the home. And if they do that, then we're going to see Apple easily become a $1 trillion company.
That's Mark Pesce from Sydney University speaking to our finance reporter, David Taylor.